if your 14-year-old kid gets picked up overnight to go talk to police, wouldn't you go down to the station? 6 years later, Tamiko Sanford says she asks herself that all the time.
And that's something that I'm living with now because I never went down there. And I always be like, you know, why you didn't go? Why you didn't go?
Around 1 a.m. on a September morning in 2007, cops responded to a shooting on Runyon Street. Four people were killed, one of them reportedly a drug dealer. Sanford says her 14-year-old son, Devante, was curious about all the police activity, but Sanford says she told him to stay inside. Still, later that night, Devante did go out to talk to the cops. At first, he told them he knew about whatever happened on Runyon Street. Then he said his friends were the shooters. The next night, the cops took Devante in for more questioning. Tamiko says she thought Devante was giving them more information about his friends.
I assumed by talking to Devante, Mama, I'm all right. I'm playing on a computer. They just went and brought me some Coney Island. Sergeant Russell, like, your son is in good hands.
Devante was held all night. He was interrogated without a parent or an attorney present. By the end of it, Devante had confessed to doing the shooting himself. That interrogation wasn't recorded, which now is illegal. Now you have to record any interrogation relating to a felony case. But the tape was on around 4 a.m. when an officer walks Devante through a written confession.
I'm going to read it out loud for you. And I want you to read along. And if you see anything, just or hear
okay, the sound is rough, but you can hear the officer reading the confession. It has Sanford and his friends planning to rob the dealer, spraying the house on Runyon Street with bullets, shooting the people inside, and making a fast getaway. They throw away the guns, and then the statement takes a turn. It has Sanford going straight home, hanging up his clothes from the crime in his closet. Then he feels guilty and goes right back out the door to talk to police.
Now, is there anything else that you left out that you want to talk about this case on Runyon? No?
Devante Sanford was charged with the murders as an adult, and Tamiko says she listened when her attorney advised them to take a plea.
Because if you don't take this plea, Devante will never see daylight again. My baby never wanted to take the plea. He kept telling me, Mama, no, Mama, no. I forced Devante to take that plea. He got 37 to 90 years.
Here's where it gets even weirder. About a month later, a hitman named Vincent Smothers was arrested, and he was charged with 8 killings.
At that time, he also took responsibility for these 4 homicides on Runyon Street.
This is Ed White. He covers legal affairs in Detroit for the AP, and he's been following the case for years. Smothers led cops to the murder weapon from the Runyon Street crime. And now Smothers says he wants to help free Devante Sanford.
He said, prison is a miserable place. I'm here because I committed these killings. He said he can't imagine someone who's innocent serving time in prison.
Devante Sanford is now 20 years old. His new defense team is asking the Court of Appeals to throw out his guilty plea. The court could also decide to kick his case back to a lower judge, which may give Smothers, the hitman, a chance to testify on Devante's behalf. Devante's mom, Tamiko Sanford, says she has been waiting for Devante to come home for 5 years.
I'm still hopeful because I'm not really expecting nothing out of a man nor a woman. I'm expecting for God to move.
The Court of Appeals is expected to make their decision in the coming weeks or maybe months. In Detroit, I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.